technical in harmony with international standards.
Why?
It's not technical. There is no such a thing. I mean, if you go and ask for a reference, there isn't a document. There isn't a written document. It's not a treaty. You have other international principles of law, of principle of international law, and those are already difficult, but there are books where you can get them. Or you've got sources of international law, you've got treaties. It's something that is technically incorrect and reduces, that's not me, and reduces the quality of legislation. It's a minor thing, but...
But you see, it's expressing a desire. I mean, this is really an interpretive clause. It's not going to be... it's not really a guide in interpretation. And is it not assisting by expressing a desire that the regulation should be in harmony with international standards?
Okay, so I come to you and say...
I know the
answer and says, okay, counsel, give me the standards. Where are they? Where do I find them?
Well, obviously there may be grey areas, but obviously
where
there would
be
the EU, the OECD, any other international treaties, any other international standards, there would be that guideline. Anybody else? Okay. Let's just deal with Dr. Ambrosini's one. Can we, I mean...
It's a manual if you want to do it.
Well, look, what I'm happy to do is, in terms of what we present to the committee, you can just have it in as an option, option excluded. Yeah. Mark?
I'm not quite sure that I'm understanding what Moria, if his objection is to international standards, because there are international standards which relate to... processing of information. I mean, I have one right here. And there are international standards which are being developed around the processing of personal information as well. I sit on a committee, on a work group committee, in that regard on the SABS. There are guidelines that are being developed, and I think it is the nature of what we're seeing in quite a lot of modern law around information technology, that reference is made to standards. That standards almost form the regulations, if you like, of this type of legislation that we would normally find in legislation, as not necessarily prescriptive, but certainly as of assistance in determining what is reasonable in the circumstances.
Okay, Mario, I'm happy we put it in as an option, but if you want to withdraw it...
It's minor. I'd rather...
withdraw it. Fine. Pick a battle.
Yeah, if I can get credit towards the next one.
Okay. All right, so that then remains as it is, then the Dean's amendment of adequacy regulate.
And then I have an amendment as the last C. It's not me.
It's me this time, I'm afraid.
Yeah. If your microphone was not perpetually open... would help. I was suggesting a last sub C on 2, because there is, like in every other piece of legislation, the need of balancing conflicting interests. So in my proposed amendment, I thought that recognition should be given also to the other side of the equation. And I proposed a sub C that reads, does not infringe upon or detract from any right or liberty granted under the Constitution or any other law. Now, obviously the Constitution is tried, but the issue is whether or not this needs to be interpreted under the Limitation Clause. And also the relationship with other laws. This is a special piece of legislation. It could be seen to override over piece of legislation which grants rights and liberties. So I think that as a criterion of interpretation, it would be important, and obviously will not be read in isolation because it would be in balance with the others set out in the same section. Five says more of the same, if you can, the more prevails. Here, freedom to do it.